I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $85.66 per barrel to $85.04 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $78.38 per barrel to $78.02 per barrel. Klawak, a community on Prince of Wales Island, welcomed the community's first cruise ship last week. Local leaders hope it will usher in a new era of economic viability for Klawak. KRBD's Jack Darrell was at the newly built port when the cruise ship came in and has this story.
Alaska's newest port, until a few months ago, was full of piles of milled timber in knee-deep mud. Now, on its opening day, local kids and adults in traditional hats and robes are dancing on the concrete dock below a banner that says Welcome to Port Klawak. A bunch of tourists off a sleek white cruise ship in the inlet watch and take pictures. After the first dance, Eva Rowan, a local teacher, addresses the crowd of visitors.
Those light clacking sounds are the abalone shells hanging from her dance apron.
You're in the territory of the Thlinkit people. Before migration, this whole island and islands around it was Thlinkit Ani. And a lot of the people in this dance group, they're all part of the original clans from this area.
The crowd are the first cruise ship tourists to set foot in Klawak. Rowan teaches them a Thlinkit word.
Goodness, chief. Thank you.
Today's the result of 18 months of planning by tribal leaders. They've watched the salmon and logging industries leave the area and are hoping to revive the town's flagging economy with tourism. Don Nickerson is the mayor of Klawak and president of Klawakinya, the local native corporation. He says seeing their kids dance and be proud of their culture was something special.
You know, we looked at the economy, you know, in our community, and then, you know, we realized, you know, we have so much culture here, you know, not only on our land, but with our artisans, our artifacts, and, you know, the stories that come with Klawak.
Nickerson loves Klawak. He says he's lived here his whole life and wants their kids and grandkids to be able to do the same. And Klawak is modeling their new tourism economy on another southeast village, Huna.
Guests are looking for more unique experiences, and where else to get those than in our native rural communities?
Russell Dick is the CEO of Huna Totem Corporation. That's the Alaska Native Corporation for Huna and Glacier Bay. He was at the helm in the early 2000s when Huna Totem unveiled Icy Strait Point, a tourist destination near Huna they built from the ground up. It now brings in mega ships from all over the world and accounts for more than half of the economy of Huna.
When you look at Icy Strait Point, you see the values of the community imprinted on Icy Strait Point. You don't see the community of Huna becoming a tourism community because we've been able to build it that way.
And Port Klawak is owned by Dick's Huna Totem Corporation and Doy Unlimited, the native corporation for Interior Alaska. They're operating under the name Nadina. Dick is actually the one that contacted Klawakinya about building the port of Klawak as the next Icy Strait Point.
Yes, this is just day one. But imagine, look 5 years down the road what we can build in a place like Klawak and Prince of Wales Island. It can be absolutely stunning and amazing.
After the speeches, Klawakinya, Doy Unlimited, and Huna Totem exchange commemorative plaques with the captain of the Seabourn Odyssey, a fit, smiling Bulgarian man. Then, the mayor cuts the big red ribbon with a pair of comically large scissors. Aaron Isaacs, a village elder, was front and center for the ceremony. He says the Klawak he knew as a kid was different. It wasn't an easy place to grow up.
Everything was tough life. There was a lot of things we didn't have.
But now he feels hopeful for the future.
I am so proud of what they're doing. the Village Corporation, the Board of Directors, I'm very proud of what they're doing.
Not everyone had as good of a day, though. Stacy Scan owns a coffee shop called Real Tradish on Kloak's main drag. She calls it an unapologetic indigenous space. She hoped the Odyssey would bring customers, and only two showed up.
I just think there's just a real lack of collaboration between businesses, city, and tribal entities.
Still, she's hopeful.
I thought it can always be a positive thing. I don't really have a bad opinion. It's just I think our city could do more.
And then the cruise ship's gone. Nadina and Klawakinya are hoping to slowly ramp up. The next ship docks in town in 11 days. In Kloak, I'm Jack Darrell.
In Anchorage, I'm Abel White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.